With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. New athletic facilities and a walking trail are coming to Liverpool Regional High School. Public Works Minister and MLA for Queens Kim Maslin announced a combined $2.75 million from three levels of government to replace the school's existing soccer field with artificial turf and build a 400-meter-long gravel running track. The new artificial turf field will resolve long-standing issues with drainage. At Friday's announcement, Maslin said Queens has a history of producing world-class athletes, and construction of the new field will support future athletes by allowing them to train closer to home.
The big thing for us is we want to make sure that we're providing a facility that people can use in our community. We have amazing athletes. We talked a little bit today about Sarah Minton in the announcement. We talk about our Special Olympians. Many of our athletes have to travel to Bridgewater to be able to adequately train. So this will be able to keep people home. It'll also bring people here for events.
LRHS Principal Todd Symes says the desire to replace the school field began about 6 or 7 years ago.
The students always went to other schools and were kind of jealous or envious of facilities that other schools had. And then logistically, a lot of our students had to travel to participate to have the same advantages that a lot of other areas already had. So the students themselves came up with an idea, they came up with a design, they came up with a plan, and they were adamant that they wanted something done. So we had students that were with us for 3-4 years. They worked the whole time they were here to engage community members, to draw designs, to work with staff members, to initiate the development of a nonprofit society, and they were the ones who started the dream.
Symes says the current funding will build the track and field, and students will be approaching the community to help raise another $200,000 to realize the entire vision, including a Mi'kmaq learning trail. Maslin says the tender to replace the track and field will be released later this fall, and the new field is expected to be completed in 2024. Also announced Friday was $1 million in funding from the federal and provincial governments to protect two stretches of shore road in Western Head, which are dealing with erosion and flooding. Work will include reinforcing an existing retaining wall and excavating existing rock and gravel to provide more protection against the effects of climate change. Maslin says work on that project will be performed by local public works staff beginning this fall, finishing in the spring of 2024. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.